Former Obama Education Secretary attends Chicago encampment with radicals connected to burning U.S. flag. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 4, 2024. Arne Duncan, former President Barack Obama's Secretary of Education, was photographed at an anti-Israel encampment next to a Chicago alderman who has received criticism for speaking in front of a burned American flag. In a post on social media from the Coalition of Progressive Staffers from the Mayor's Office and the Chicago City Council, Duncan was seen standing next to Alderman Byron Cicho Lopez, who represents Chicago's 25th Ward, at an anti-Israel encampment at the University of Chicago. Cicho Lopez was seen speaking at the encampment at the university on Monday. Cicho Lopez has previously faced criticism from several Chicago aldermen and veterans after he was captured on video speaking at a rally in March where the American flag was burned, according to CBS News. How can an elected official stand over a charred American flag and advocate properly for veterans? Marco Torres, an Army veteran, said at the time. The rally that Cicho Lopez had attended in March called for the Democratic National Convention, DNC, which is set to be held in Chicago in August, to be canceled. Cicho Lopez reportedly stood in front of a banner that read, "Cancel the DNC, No Genocide Joe in Chicago." President Joe Biden, who has faced mounting criticism over his handling of the Israel and Hamas war, was also sharply criticized at the protest attended by Cicho Lopez. In response to the criticism at the time, Cicho Lopez explained that the flag was burned before he had come to the rally, and said that he does not condone burning the American flag. The Chicago City Council, with the help of Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's tie vote, passed a resolution in January, calling for a ceasefire in the Israel and Hamas war. Duncan's presence at the University of Chicago's anti-Israel encampment comes as anti-Israel encampments and protests have sprouted up across the nation on college and university campuses since a first encampment was established at Columbia University on April 17. The following day, several students were suspended and hundreds of protesters were arrested. While the first encampment at Columbia University was removed, another encampment was established and remained until Tuesday, when the New York Police Department conducted a raid after protesters had seized control of Hamilton Hall. The establishment of an encampment at Columbia University has led to other anti-Israel protests and encampments forming on college and university campuses throughout the nation.